first of all, Mr. McCarty, I think that you and the EPA have drastically manhandled and violated the rights of our farmers, especially dealing with this water issue. You did break the law. You did break the law. Now, let me tell you, Mr. McCarthy, in Section 15 of the Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Act, it expressly prohibits you from lobbying in support or in opposition to pending legislation or rule. Further, not only there did you break the law, but in Section 401 of the Department of the Interior's Environment and Related Agencies Appropriations Act, that's applicable right now, prohibited the use of the EPA's appropriations for lobbying. You broke the law. It needs to be admitted. It needs to be recognized. And furthermore, you spent taxpayers' money in the lobbying. And the GAO reports it's $64,610 that you spent in lobbying from February 2014 to 2015. Now, let's come clean with this so we can correct this. There's no way you're going to correct this if you don't realize that you've drastically overstepped here. And let's get that cleaned up. Now, why, you know, the other part that really gets in my craw is this. I was born on a farm, grew up on a farm. And there is a reason why farmers go and develop ditches and ponds and wells, and they're man-made. Mm-hmm. Because that's an insurance policy for the drought. Our animals still have to be fed. They have to drink. There are many times when it won't rain for 4, 5, 6 weeks. And that's why we have that. The other point is, this is the farmer's private property. And it's not navigable waters. It's there for the purpose of being able to give us protection when that rain won't come. My little farm was a tobacco farm. And when you put the tobacco, you go to the tobacco bed, you got to put the plant in, and you got to have the water right there to go in with the plant. Suppose it doesn't rain. Now, that's on that farmer's property. He shouldn't be permitted for his own property. And then he shouldn't be fined, so you got to pay, the farmer got to pay for a permit on his own property for a puddle of water, or a ditch, or a pond, or a well that they made themselves so that they could be able to have that insurance in a rainy day. And then to violate all of that, the law itself, to go and lobby and spend taxpayers' money on it, that is a damnable thing to do to our farmers who are faced with so many other challenges. The EPA needs to reject this rule, recognize and admit that it broke the law, and then move to correct and say this will never happen again. Now, finally, in my last second, I don't want to go over time, but I want to raise this issue for our cotton folks. Mm-hmm. On this, the chlorpyrifos, I guess a better way of saying that is Lorsban. Anyway, we need this for our cotton producers and for our pecan producers. As been said before with the chairman and others, our cotton people are going through a very serious time economically, and they don't need a doubt of whether or not they can use this pesticide. Mm-hmm. So will you please make sure we use that and hopefully put this business aside for the water rule, and let's move forward and let these farmers have some peace of mind.
Thank you for your passion, sir.